May God bless our meditation on his word for us this morning as we continue to celebrate that Jesus, our Savior, is born, that Emmanuel has come, and that God is with us. As you think back on your Christmas festivities over the past few days, I wouldn't be surprised if everything was somewhat of a blur. That can happen this time of year, can't it? Between the family get-togethers to attend and the food to prepare, between the presents to gift and the presents to get, between the special church services to attend and all the other things that go along with celebrating Christmas. Sometimes it comes and it goes, and when we reflect back on it, it's kind of like a blur of activities and events and moments all wrapped up together. I think that is often how we experience Christmas, time and again. And yet, sometimes there are moments that stand out even in the middle of all of the other stuff that's going on. Sometimes as you reflect back on another Christmas past, you can see a moment here or there that is crystal clear in your memory, even right in the middle of all the other stuff. Did you have a moment like that this year? Perhaps it was when you gave or received gifts. Gifts get opened, wrapping paper gets tossed here and there. It's easy to lose sight of all that is going on. But maybe there was that one gift. That gift that you planned for a real long time, the one that you worked hard on to get just right, the one that you just knew the person receiving it would love so much. And then they opened it, and you saw their face, and you saw their reaction. Is that the moment that you remember? Or perhaps it was a gift that you received. Do you know the one? The one that wasn't generic or standard, but the gift that was specific and special. The gift that just touched your heart when you opened it up and you knew that it was for you. Is that the moment that you remember? Or maybe your moment wasn't about gifts at all. Maybe it was the time spent with your family. The moment when your one grandchild said that funny thing right in the middle of Christmas dinner and your whole family burst out laughing. Or perhaps that moment when you and your sibling got to have a good, long, and meaningful conversation that meant so much. Perhaps that is the moment that you remember from this Christmas. Or maybe your moment wasn't one connected to gifts or to family at all. Maybe it was a different kind of special moment, like the one when your Christmas tree was finally set up and you plugged in your lights and miraculously they all worked and they shone so beautifully in your living room that it almost made you cry. Or maybe it was a moment here at church, maybe on Christmas Eve, holding a candle in your hand and singing together, Silent Night. What was your moment? Do you see it? Can you make it out today, now that you have some distance from the blur of the days gone by? You know, our gospel reading for the Sunday after Christmas, it kind of reminds me of just what we have been talking about. For even in the midst of all of the hustle and bustle and busyness of the temple, Simeon sees the thing that stands out above everything else. There's no doubt that the temple is a busy place, likely one that engaged multiple senses at once. Your ears would certainly have been put to work if you were standing in the temple. Can you hear it even now? Can you hear the sweeping and the swishing of the priest's robes? Can you hear the footsteps of sandals along the stone floor? Can you hear the bleating of sheep being led to their sacrificial slaughter? The flapping of wings from the turtle doves and the pigeons? Can you hear the priest's voice speaking words of forgiveness? Can you hear the money changer's money bags clink? Can you hear a baby's cry as he comes for purification before the Lord? Can you hear all of that? It's the sounds of people attempting to fulfill the law of the Lord. Your eyes would have had so much to take in at the temple too. Imagine all the faces of the people in the temple. Can you see them? Penitent believers coming with burdens on their faces because they are feeling the full weight of their sins. Money changers with greed in their eyes and sneers on their lips. Priests wiping away sweat from their faces as they get ready to offer another sacrifice. And then there was the face of Simeon. Old, weathered, but kind. This man was righteous and devout, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. This was the face of one who had seen a thing or two at the temple in his day. And yet his eyes seemed like they were still searching, still scanning, still waiting to see something else too. And even though he was old, Simeon had been told by the Holy Spirit that he wouldn't die until he finally saw it. Until he finally saw him. Can you picture Simeon's face? Weary, worn, waiting. And then he sees him. Then his eyes light up and joy washes over his face. Then his smile bursts into a shout and a tear starts to roll down his cheek. Can you picture it? Then Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms and blessed God. And Simeon said these words, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." In the midst of all the busyness of the temple, in the blur of activity of people trying left and right to fulfill the law of the Lord, something stood out to Simeon crystal clear: the promised Messiah. You see, the thing that stood out wasn't what the people were doing, but it was what God was doing for his people. For God had kept his promise to his people to send a Savior. God was true to his word, the word revealed to Simeon through the Holy Spirit that he would see him. And now Simeon had. And so he joyously exclaimed, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my question for you today is this: not only in the blur of Christmas, but in the blur of our lives of faith, have you seen God keep his promises in your life? Sometimes we go from one thing to another and we fail to stop and recognize the work of God in our midst. Sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of our calendars and what we have to do that we lose sight of what God has and is and continues to do for us. Sometimes, even when we are gathered here at church, our minds are drawn to things that we are doing. Good things, like singing in the choir, or serving as a deacon, or preparing the potluck. And even though they're good things, we lose sight of the salvation work that the God of the universe is carrying out for us right here. Don't miss what God is doing. Even if everything else is a blur, God keeping his promises to you should stand out crystal clear in your lives of faith. And when we see him do that yet again, our response should echo Simeon's as we thank and praise God for his faithfulness and his promise keeping to us in Jesus. So let me ask you, when have you seen God keeping his promises to you in your life? Perhaps it was when he gave you the strength to turn from the pattern of behavior that you had fallen into, and the courage to reach out to others for help. Perhaps it was when he led someone else to reach out to you, assuring you that you weren't alone, even when it seemed like everyone else around you had abandoned you. Perhaps it was when he gave you peace, even in the midst of an illness that sought to rob you of your peace and your health. Perhaps it was a time of great stress and trial where God not only showed you direction through his word, but increased and strengthened your faith through the whole ordeal. Have you seen God keeping his promises to you? I trust that you have. And this morning, in just a few minutes, it will happen yet again. Don't miss it in the midst of the blur. For there will certainly be a blur of activity. The elements will be uncovered on the altar. The words of the Lord will be spoken and heard. Elders will come forward to help serve or go out to those in the pews. Deacons will close the gate and prepare the kneelers, and the congregation will come up one after another, and the supper will be served. He'll be ate and drank, a blessing will be spoken, and the table will depart to make way for another. And in the background, we will hear the words of Christmas hymns being played on the organ and sung by the congregation in their pews. There will be a lot for our eyes and our ears to take in. It'll be a blur of activity as God's people do this and that. But even in the midst of it all, let us not miss what is most important. Let us see that crystal clear. And let us rejoice anew that in this meal, we see God keeping his promises to us yet again, even as he gives to us the true body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith and life. Don't miss that. Don't miss what God is doing. But see it for what it is. God yet again keeping his promises to us in Christ Jesus. In the busyness and the blur of our lives, may we have eyes of faith to always see and recognize God's work in our midst, and may we join with Simeon to rejoice and to praise God for always and forever keeping his promises to us. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.